There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord, nobody like you, Lord, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We bow before you this morning. As to come before your awesome throne of grace, we thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We cry out to you this morning, Lord, that there is nobody that is like you. God, you've blessed us and sustained us. You've kept us from danger, seen and unseen. You even kept us, Lord, when we didn't want to be kept. There's nobody that loves like you do. There's nobody who is long-suffering as you are. There's nobody who is as great as you are. God, there's nobody that's like you. God, we can search all over, and we'll never find anyone that can be compared to the greatness that is our God. So we rise this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise to bless you, O God, in this place, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are an awesome God. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a mighty Counselor. God, there is no one like you. There's nobody, God, that treats us like you do. There's nobody that protects us like you do. There's nobody that loves us like you do. There's nobody that can compare, Lord. And so we bless you. We cry out to you. We honor and adore you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We lift you up, Lord, because your track record is sure. Your track record is consistent. Your track record is faithful. Your track record, oh God, is awesome, God. It has never failed, oh God. You've never come short of your glory, God. And so we bless your name this morning. As we come before your presence with thanking, as we come before your presence with praise. We thank you, God, for blessing us to be able to see another day, a day that you have made, a day that you have already ordained, a day, God, that you have already prepared for us victory, because no weapon that's formed against us will be able to prosper. It doesn't matter if it's a shake. It doesn't matter if it is thrown. It doesn't matter, God, if the trap has been set. It will not prosper, Lord, because all things work together for our good. That gives us the victory. That gives us the hope, God. That gives us the assurance, God, that we are more than conquerors through you, through Christ Jesus, who loves us. And so we thank you, God, oh, God, that we don't have to go in through this day blinded. We don't have to go into this life battle, God, not knowing the outcome. But, God, we have this confidence, knowing that when we pray, that you're going to answer our prayers, and not only that you hear our prayers, but not only that you hear our prayers, but that our prayers shall be answered. And so as we begin this morning off, God, we lay down before you and we offer unto you praise, because you inhabit the praises of your people. Before we ask you for anything, Lord, we want to lift you up, Lord. We want to welcome you to come and sit into our and sit in our presence, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we want to make your name glorious, Lord, and make room for you, God, so you can come in and inhabit the praises of your people. And when you show up, God, you can show up and heal. And when you show up, God, you can show up and deliver. And when you show up, God, you can show up and set free, because we welcome you into our situation. We welcome you into our trial. We welcome you into our tribulation. And we welcome you, God, into our lives. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You're welcome in this place where I'm praying. You're welcome into this body that, God, that I'm in, Lord, because my body don't belong to me. It belongs to you. My body, my soul, my mind, my heart, all of me belongs to you. And so we welcome you into our presence right now. Come, God, Holy Spirit, and fill. God, there's no one that can do it like you. Oh, God, food can't satisfy like you do, God. There's nothing that can compare to you, Lord. Oh, God, television can't satisfy like you can, God. Oh, God, the police can't protect like you can protect, Lord. Oh, God, there's a teacher that can teach like you can teach, Lord. We need you, God, today, because nothing, oh, God, else will do. Nothing else will satisfy. And so we lift you up, Lord. Oh, God, because you said if you are lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. Draw us near to thee, precious Savior. Draw us nearer into thy presence, near into thy glory, God, nearer into thy love, nearer unto thee, Lord. Draw us nearer to thee. Oh, God, that we may tap into your awesome power, that we may tap into your awesome ways. God, that your will might be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and direct us on this day. Walk with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we endeavor to fulfill your purpose and plan that you have for our lives. Every day, God, we want to fulfill your purpose, your plan that you have for our lives. So strengthen us. Shape us and mold us, God. Oh, God, help us to put on the whole armor of God that will help us to be able to stand in this last and evil day. God, your word is what we need. Your word and your presence is what we need, because your word reassures us that you'll never leave us and that you'll never forsake us. And your word, oh, God, declares, God, that nothing will be able to cause a separation between us and thee. Oh, God, there are guarantees in the Bible. There are guarantees in your word, and we stand boldly upon your guaranteed promises, God, that all things will work together for our good. We pray, oh, God, that you touch and heal and deliver. We pray, God, that you would lead, guide, and direct, Lord. As God, last night there were several petitions that were made known to us in the midst of our prayers. I thank you, God, that we are a ministry that is based on prayer. Oh, Lord, we can't do anything without praying. We can't do anything without seeking your face. Because when we seek your face, Lord, you give us the guidance and the instruction that we need. Before David chased after the Amalekites, Lord, the Bible tells us he inquired of the Lord before he made a decision. Before he did anything else, Lord, he sought your direction and he sought your will. God, we declare right now, not our will, but let thine will be done. As we have petitions laid before you, God, let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, even if it's something that I don't want to happen,
happen, God. But God, I submit to you and we surrender to your will. God, bless us, God, as we interact with our families, Lord. God, bless us as we interact with our jobs, Lord. Bless us, God, as we interact with those that are strangers among us, God. Interact with me. Help us, oh God, and bless us and strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that you may get the glory out of our lives. We have petitioned, God, for healing. People have been afflicted, God, co-workers and friends and loved ones. But you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. God, those are that's your word. That's your word. And we confess your word today. We stand upon your word today. We believe your word today. And we live your word today. And we thank you, God, because you are a mighty God. You know just what we need and more, oh God, and so we commit ourselves to you. We lay ourselves down before you. We submit ourselves to your will, Lord, not our wills, but let thine will be done. Help us in our homes. Help us in our finances. Help us, God, and our loved ones, Lord, with our loved ones, God. Help us to be witnesses, Lord. Help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Give us victory, God, as we go throughout the day. Oh, God, we have a meeting this morning, in a planning meeting, Lord. I pray that you would order our footsteps, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and grant us wisdom, grant us favor, grant us blessings, God, that we may have a successful meeting and that you may get the glory out of us in the name of Jesus. And then others that may be tuning in, Lord, they may have plans for today, God. Oh, God, order their footsteps, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, God, but we declare right now that no weapon formed, Lord, it cannot prosper, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The devil is a lying wonder. He is nobody. He is a lying wonder, God. He doesn't have any control or any authority unless what you have given him access to, Lord. And so we know, God, that nothing that he can do will be able to overcome us because we are standing upon you. We are trusting in you, and we believe, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. Touch us now, whether we're going shopping or just going to go meet friends or doing other things running around. Protect us from danger seen and unseen. Oh, God, touch us and let us be a light to those that we come across, Lord, that we may share the good news of Jesus Christ, that we may let our light shine. Every day, God, that has to be my prayer. That has to be our prayer. That we are a witness every day, that we are a light every day, because there is a great falling away. People are dying. Hell is enlarging itself day by day. And, Lord, you need us to go out into the fields because the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few, Lord. Help us to reap the harvest that you have for us, Lord, and help us to move and walk in your authority. Move forward in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So where we might be at, Lord, bless us today. Let this be a day of favor, a day of grace, a day of greatness, a day of awesomeness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we prepare ourselves to enter into your gates, oh God, tomorrow morning to the house of worship, the last day of the week. This is the last day of the week. And God, as we enter into our new week, God, we want you to bless us. Help prepare us, Lord. Prepare me. Prepare me to be a sanctuary that's pure and holy, tried and true. Prepare me to be an instrument of praise, to enter into your gates of thanksgiving, to enter into your courts with praise. Prepare me, God, to worship and adore you and to make your name glorious, oh God, not only tomorrow but in this day, because what I do today helps me enter into tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised, so if I can just bless you like today is my last day, Lord, then if you bless me to see tomorrow, then when we come together in corporate worship and corporate prayer, Lord, praise, oh God, we'll be able to make your name glorious and lift up your holy and righteous name. That's our desire. That's our prayer. And we bless your name this morning. Keep us, Lord, day 10 of our 31 days of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for 10 days. And thank you, God, for allowing us to accomplish our 31 days. We look forward, oh God, to you taking us higher and higher. Every single day, you are a wonderful, a great, and an awesome God. There is no one that can compare us to you. God, we cry out, oh, there is nobody like our God. Magnificent in all his ways, glorious in all his ways. We love you. We praise you. We honor and adore you. We lift you up and magnify you, for you are a wonderful God. We bless your name even now. In Jesus' precious name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Very familiar passage of scripture, and it reads as such. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Our corresponding scripture or our additional scriptures for you to read comes from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. I encourage you, doesn't matter what goes on today. It doesn't matter what walls may be raised up before you. It doesn't matter what afflictions may come on your body. It doesn't matter what trials and tribulations come your way today. You are more than a conqueror. You have the victory. The victory is ours. The devil is defeated, and we win in the end. So walk in your anointing. Walk in your favor today. Walk in your victory today, because the victory belongs to you. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.